Trump says he'll bring up Jimmy Lai and jailed pastor in meeting with China Xi. President Donald Trump said on May 11 that he plans to raise the cases of media entrepreneur Jimmy Lai and pastor Ezra Jin during his upcoming meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. "I'll bring them both up," Trump told reporters in the Oval Office. Jimmy caused lots of turmoil for China. He tried to do the right thing, he added. He wasn't successful. Went to jail, and people would like him out. And I'd like to see him get out, too. Trump previously discussed Lai's case with Xi during their October 2025 meeting in South Korea, according to comments the president made during a May 4 interview with radio host Hugh Hewitt. "I brought him up," Trump said. "There's a little bitterness, I would say, with him and Jimmy Lai." Lai, a longtime critic of the Chinese Communist Party, has been imprisoned in Hong Kong for more than 5 years. He was among the first prominent pro-democracy figures arrested under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law, imposed by Beijing in June 2020 after months of anti-government protests. The founder of the now-shuttered pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily, Lai was convicted in December 2025 on 2 counts of conspiracy to collude with foreign forces under the national security law, along with a 3rd sedition charge stemming from a colonial-era statute. He pleaded not guilty to all charges. In February, Hong Kong's High Court sentenced Lai to 20 years in prison. Lai's lengthy sentence has renewed international criticism over Beijing's tightening control over Hong Kong and the erosion of freedoms once promised to the city under the One Country, Two Systems framework established after Britain transferred Hong Kong to Chinese rule in 1997. Both Hong Kong and Chinese authorities have rejected those criticisms, describing them as interference in China's internal affairs. In a May 1 statement, Hong Kong officials defended Lai's conviction, accusing him of using journalism to cause harm to the country. Trump also said he intends to discuss the case of Ezra Jin, a pastor associated with Zion Church, one of China's largest underground house churches operating outside state control. "And there's another gentleman, a pastor, as you know, with a beautiful daughter and son-in-law, that would like to see him get out. I'm going to bring his name up," the president said. Jin was detained on October 10, 2025, at his home in Beihai, in China's Guangxi province. Authorities accused him of illegally using information networks, a charge carrying a potential prison sentence of up to 3 years. His arrest was part of a broader clampdown that targeted church leaders in Beijing and at least 5 other provinces. House churches in China operate independently of the state-approved religious system, often placing them at odds with authorities. Under Xi's leadership, the Chinese regime has significantly increased restrictions on independent religious groups over the past decade. Human rights organizations and religious freedom advocates have reported church closures, Bible confiscations, and intensified surveillance of worshippers as part of Beijing's wider effort to sinicize religion, aligning religious practices more closely with the CCP's political ideology and authority. In 2017, China's Religious Affairs Department published guidance stating that churches must support Communist Party leadership as part of the country's policy of religious sinicization.